And
Thank you,
just to,
everybody. Go ahead, Jolene.
oh, I was going to say, we just apologize to everyone. It looks like the agenda has a Zoom link on it, and then your comments came out with a different Zoom link. So that created confusion this morning. But we've been sending you emails and we've been checking the old Zoom link. And I think, Jay, you've been able to shuttle people this way. Some people. Okay. So I think we, because of opening that other meeting, Mr. Hearing Officer, and sending several messages this morning, I think we have notified people of the correct Zoom meeting.
Very good. Thank you.
And the important thing is the agenda is correct.
Yes, that's right. Very good. Well, thank you, everybody. This is Robert Lucero. I'm the Development Hearing Officer for the City of Albuquerque, and I call to order the April 24th, 2024 hearing of the DHO at 9:06 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We are conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this recording. However, since it's audio only, it's very important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we're currently on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. I would like to introduce the development facilitation team, staff members, and swear them in. We have Jolene Wolfley, Jay Rodenbeck. Let's see, is Robert Webb here today?
He's on vacation.
Oh, okay. Is someone standing in place of Robert, or are we just sort of proceeding without his? Okay.
No.
We'll have Jacob and Marcelo as other people
Very
you'll
good.
swear in. Okay.
Thank you. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And just for the record, that was also Marcelo Ibarra who was sworn in there. And also, we have David Gutierrez from the Water Authority. We have, let's see, from code enforcement, that was Marcelo, is that right?
Correct.
Or who's
He's filling in for them.
for Jeff. And then we have Whitney Phelan from Parks and Recreation, Tiquan Chen from Hydrology, and Ernest Armijo from Transportation. We also have Jacob Boylan from the Planning Department. Would you all please raise your right hand?
And
And do you
Hannah
swear or
Olive.
affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Sorry, Jolene, did you say something? I sort of cut off.
Apologize. Hannah Olick from planning as well needs to be sworn in.
Oh, thank you. Hannah Olick from Planning. Is there anyone else from the DFT whom I've missed? All right. Thank you, Ms. Olick. Could you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Okay. Quick note for all the applicants. Any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck will route those documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of their utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an email copy of the signed document. State the conditions with the appropriate DFT member, and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures. Please note that the city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, would you please alert us to any changes in the agenda?
Absolutely. I have two changes this morning. The first is for item number 5, PR 2023-008674, application SD 2024-00056 for preliminary plat, and application SD 2024-00077 for vacation of public easement. The agent requests deferral to May 8th. The second announcement I have is for item number 6, and that's for PR 2021-005714, application SD 2023-00165 for preliminary and final plat. The agent requests deferral to June 26th.
Could we have just a point of order on item number 5? Mr. Rodenbeck, didn't we determine that with their facilitated meeting, they would actually need to go to May 22nd?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. That's the way it was looking, but they're going to have it on April the 30th. The early dates that are being proposed were May the 7th, 8th, and 9th, but they got it to April the 30th. So it's going to actually be the application has requested May 8th.
Perfect. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for that information. Any further comments on the schedule changes? Agenda changes? Thank you, Ms. Gomez. Thank you also, Ms. Wilfley, Mr. Rodenbeck. In that case, I hereby defer agenda item 5, which is PR 2023-008674, SD 2024-00056 and 77 to the May 8th, 2024 DHO hearing beginning at 9 a.m. Also, I hereby defer agenda item 6, which is PR 2021-005714, SD 2023-00165 to the June 26th, 2024 DHO hearing beginning at 9 a.m. Bear with me one second. Okay, thank you. Now that we have the agenda set for today, I just request that any members of the public who would like to speak on a particular agenda item, please let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to the case time for public comment, if you're on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature, which can be found on the bottom toolbar under the reactions tab. If you're on video, you can also just literally raise your hand to be called upon to speak. And if you're on audio, calling in on the phone, please press *9. Also, if any participant causes a disruption, the participant will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues, we will end the hearing and then the DHO hearing will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number which were published on the agenda. As we begin, I will read a brief statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer, the DHO. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the city's Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and the DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. With that, we'll go ahead and begin with agenda item 1. And that is PR 2023-008235. SD 2024-00054 and VA 2024-00083, Art Plan Land Use Consultants LLC as agent for Richard Chess request a preliminary final plat and a waiver to DPM for a portion of Tract 1B University Village zoned RMCPD, which is located at 1907 Buena Vista Drive Southeast between Gibson Boulevard and Ross Avenue, and it contains approximately 33.45 acres. This matter was deferred from the March 27th, 2024 DHO hearing. Do we have members of the applicant team present? agenda item one.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek Archuleta.
Good morning, Mr. Archuleta. Will Mr. Chest also be speaking this morning?
Yes, he is present. He is the property owner.
Thank you, Mr. Chess. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Mr. Chess.
Thank you. If you would you please each state your full names and mailing addresses for the record, and then I'll swear you in.
Mr. Hearing Officer, just to let you know, the host isn't allowing me to video, so I guess he doesn't want to see me this morning. I don't blame you. So my name is Derek Archuleta with Arkham Plan Land Use Consultants, P.O. Box 25911, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent for this request.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chess.
Yeah, this is Richard Chess. My address is 1812 Stagecoach Road, Southeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87123.
Thank you, sir. And if you both please raise your right hands, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Chuleta or Mr. Chess.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. So this is a request for a, excuse me, 1-2 lot subdivision. The interest in the request is to subdivide the property into two parcels. Excuse me, as you can see there, we're proposing a 30 plus acre parcel, which has a current land use of a mobile home park. The smaller parcel, which is on the southeast corner of Eastern Avenue and University Boulevard, is approximately 2.7, and that portion of the property is vacant. That particular lot has interest by the University of New Mexico to develop a health clinic on the site. So as you stated, the case was deferred from the last DHO meeting in an effort to address comments from Parks and Recreation. Based on the memo this morning from Ms. Phelan, it appears that there had been communications between Ms. Phelan, the property owner, and the university, specifically to the Geneva Arroyo, which is the northern boundary of the property. And based on the comments, it appears to be resolved. So we're hoping that this will be the day that we get this 1-2 lot subdivision approved. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Mr. Chess, any comments you'd like to add?
No comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, any members of the public who would like to provide comments on agenda item one may speak now. I'll be calling one by one. If you'd please raise your hand hit star 9 if you're on the phone, if you'd like to provide public comment on agenda item one. And just please note that we will be respecting time limits with 5 minutes for neighborhood association representatives and 3 minutes for any other individual. I'm scrolling through the participant list and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, that we're calling for public comment on agenda item one. Last call for public comment on agenda item one. Okay, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. So at this time, we'll proceed to comments from each of the DFT specialty members, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Oh, yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objection. I just need a note added to the plat on the cover. That is in my comments. So if you get that added, I'm good. Nothing else. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Code enforcement. Mr. Ibarra.
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer Marcelo Ibarra, reading off the comments for code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections for this.
Thank you, sir. Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And I don't have any objections to the requested action. And I just want to thank the applicant and Mr. Archuleta for being really great communicators about all of this. So we appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. Next up is hydrology. Mr. Chen.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of August 24th, 2023. Hydrology has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. All comments have been addressed. We have no objections. As a reminder, before a site plan can move forward, an approved TCL is required and a traffic scoping form needs to be filled out to determine if a TIS is needed.
Thank you, Mr. Enrico. And planning, Ms. Rodenbeck? Yeah. Oh, Ms. Hollick?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Ann Hollick with planning. Planning has no objections. We do need a plat sheet addressing the comments that we have. So if you can please provide an updated plat sheet. There was a note regarding your administrative amendment that was approved in November of 23. That note is provided to you in the memo. That needs to be added to the cover sheet of your plat. Also, a completed and recorded IIA, Infrastructure Improvements Agreement, must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. The AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And any granted waivers determinations must be noted on the plat also. The waiver to landscape buffer request was consistent with the IDA due to obstructions and challenges such as existing utility poles, fences, and the existing slope. Therefore, planning has no objections to that request.
Ms. Holly, could you repeat what you just said? My audio was kind of cutting out about the obstructions.
Sure. Due to existing obstructions and challenges, which were existing utility poles, fences, and the existing slope, applicant was unable to provide a landscape buffer. This request is also consistent with the neighborhood character, is not materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare, and does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. And that's per IDO 66P3.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. Next up is Ms. Wolfley. Did you have any comments in summary?
No, my only comment is for maybe Water Authority and Ms. Alec, if they have conditions for you, that they put those in the chat.
Yes, I'm working on those right now, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. Is there a recommended finding for the on the waiver criteria?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I could go ahead and add that into the comments. Sorry, my comments were the conditions of approval were a little bit too long for the chat box, so I had to break it up. And I'm going to add the criteria for the waiver or determination on the landscape buffer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Very good. Mr. Archuleta, any questions about the comments?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. No, none at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bear with me one second. Let's see, and do we have all of the proposed conditions in the chat now?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer.
And then you might just want to say on the waiver, it's not that it complies, but that it's justified since it's a waiver. So, but she's given you the review criteria that you need to use.
Thank you. Very good. I'm trying to expand the chat box. Just bear with me one second, I'm having some software difficulties here. Okay, very good. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for their presentations and submittals. Given the evidence in the record, I hereby approve agenda item one, SD 2024-00054, the preliminary final plat, which is listed under PR 2023-008235, with the associated waiver VA 2024-00083. The approval of the plat is approved because it meets all of the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. Firstly, an updated plat sheet addressing the planning comments must be submitted to the DFT staff. Secondly, please add this note to the plat. This plat and future platting actions, as well as future site development, must meet the standards of the AA Minor Amendment PR 2023-008235, SI 2023-01455, which was approved by the Zoning Enforcement Officer on November 6, 2023, along with previous governing site plan approvals, as well as standards from the IDO DPM, where the AA and any previous governing site plan approvals are silent. The next condition is that a completed and recorded IIA infrastructure improvements agreement must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat. Next, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. Next, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided prior to final sign-off of the plat. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per IDO section 66L2D7. Any granted waivers or determinations must be noted on the plat. As to the landscape buffer waiver request,
Mr. I find that- Lucero,
yes.
Before you finish there, the condition from Water Authority is for the plat.
Oh, thank you. Let's see, is that listed in the chat?
It should be right under what you just read, David Gutierrez.
Let's see.
At 9:24 a.m. His message is in between Hannah's two messages.
Jolene, Mr. Hearing Officer, I don't think it was sent to the meeting group. Ms. Wolf, we received it.
I apologize. I selected, I guess you were selected, Jolene. I'm putting it in there. You could read it after the rest.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. So we will, there is another condition on the plat, and that is to add the following note to the cover of the plat prior to signature. ABCWUA public water and sanitary sewer easements. Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, ABCWUA, is granted easements in the dimensions noted on this plat for the construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, and operation of public water and sanitary service lines, equipment, and facilities reasonably necessary to provide service, together with free access on and over the easement and the right to remove trees, shrubs, undergrowth, and any other obstacles, modifications, or structures which interfere with use of the easement. As to the landscape buffer waiver request, I find that it is, let's see, what was the word that I was looking for instead of compliance, Ms. Wolfley, that it
justified.
Is consistent?
It's justified.
It is justified, thank you. that it is justified under IDO section 66P3 because the established neighborhood character or landscaping on the site would be damaged to a degree that outweighs the public interest in the city's normal technical standards in that location. Also, the waiver will not be materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare, and the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties.
Can I, excuse me, Mr. Hearing Officer, I just want to make sure we've got this right. Mr. Armijo, is this waiver for landscaping or is it for the sidewalk?
It actually covered both.
Okay. So we might want to include the, so can you clarify for the hearing officer what the sidewalk portion of the waiver is so that he can include that in his findings?
The sidewalk portion, let's see, Buena Vista, I'm trying to remember, Derek, if you can help me remember, was it like an existing four-foot sidewalk? They were required to have five. I'm trying to remember what the actual dimension was, but it was less than the five required.
Mr. Hearing Officer Ernest, this is Derek. So the sidewalk exhibit for Buena Vista had a 4.3 wide sidewalk. So we're short, you know, the 7 inches on the sidewalk. And it was also for a no landscape buffer as well.
Thank you, Ms. Armijo. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Thank you both. Very good. In that case, I just want to clarify for the record that the waiver requests are approved for a waiver of the entire landscape buffer requirement, as well as a waiver of the requirement that the sidewalk be 5 feet wide. Instead, it will be required to be 4.3 feet wide. Thank you. Anything further on agenda item one? Well, thanks again, everybody. I appreciate everyone's submittals and comments. The approvals are granted as conditioned, and that concludes agenda item one. Thank you.